live and direct from my phone to your ears. Welcome to my voice notes. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 2024 and this year's very first voice note. It's been a minute since my last voice note, which was in June, but hey, you got some pretty good interviews, playlists, and events since then. Well, it took me a minute to remember what I did over the past few months that I could talk about on this episode, as I obviously want to entertain and enlighten you all. But sometimes the mixture between my short-term memory plus the constant travel and noise around me makes it sometimes very hard to remember. Which reminds me on that comment that Patti Smith made in our interview, how sound, just like a scent, can take us right back to a moment or person, which is oh so very true. So if I don't see visual or sonic evidence, I wouldn't remember. So thank God for my Studio Noi monthly playlist on Spotify, my gazillion Shazams, and my camera roll on my phone. That pretty much functions as my diary. So why not start and look into that? June was the month when we did our incredible Paris block party right outside the Louvre on our hot air balloon. And here a shout out to Lulus and the whole crew of people that made it happen. Let's see if we can repeat it this year with the Olympics going on. It might be challenging. As you might already know, our friends at the Kulm Hotel in St. Moritz invited us to hold an Arvionair winter residency at the Lord Norman Foster beautifully designed Kulm Country Club. But before we get into that, let's talk about the power of manifestation. And I gotta share this crazy story with you guys. Back in September, during Paris Fashion Week, I got together with our dear friends of the show, Fiona Zanetti and Perel, to have a little cocktail. And while we were chatting along, I did mention, as a side note, that St. Moritz and the Kulm Hotel might become an option for us during winter. In that moment, we all started daydreaming about our winter outfits and manifesting it that it will happen and that in a few months we'll be skiing down the slopes. In that exact same moment, I unexpectedly received a text where it said, "Congratulations, you're now the music director at the Kulm Hotel." We nearly fell off our bar stools and could not believe it. I mean, goosebumps alert. This was so unexpected and we all freaked out. Well, fast forward a couple of months and we were hitting the slopes in our winter outfits and playing fantastic music. On that note, kids, do manifest, but also work hard on your craft. Now, before we head to St. Moritz, let's head to Italia. Positano and Capri in particular, where I spent parts of August working on the beautiful Sirnuse Hotel and La Palma in Capri. And one of the tracks that was on my repeat was this beautiful gem from 1998 from the legend Adriano Celentano and Mina. And the track is called Acqua e Sale. It is such a tune and Balearic AF. Just imagine yourself watching the sun setting and looking out at the sea. You can literally taste the salt in the air when listening to this song. From sunny Italia, I'll take you to London, to the Frieze Art Fair in October to be exact, where I ended up playing at my former home, the Chiltern Firehouse. I ended up behind the decks, as always, and was joined by my friend, Gucci's creative director, Sabato De Sarno, and Romy from the XX. We had a little giggle playing Romy's super hit, Love Her. Followed by Gucci's showstopper of a show soundtrack, Ancora, 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 by, of course, Mina. And it was reworked by Mark Ronson and became a hit, at least in my world. Mm-hmm. But there's an unspoken rule when you DJ that you do not play the music of musicians when they're in the room, as it's kind of tacky and many times awkward for the guest of honor. But in this instance, it was different. Both tracks were fresh and it was exciting for them to hear their songs out in the wild. On a recent flight from somewhere to somewhere, I don't recall where exactly I was heading, but I do vividly remember peeking through the seats in front of me, seeing this young guy going through his Spotify playlist, frenetically searching for a track just before takeoff. And if you know me, I am a musical voyeur. I love asking my taxi drivers and strangers in public what they are listening to, and just to widen my horizon and to get a feel of what's going on. Anyway, I presumed, judging by his look, that this guy was going for something obvious and current. But to my surprise, he played a track called Feather by the Japanese hip-hop guru that is Nujabes, which I haven't heard from in years. And it took me right back to the beautiful melodic jazz-driven hip-hop of the 90s and early 2000s. Here, a big shout-out to that kid for reminding me of that period. Light as a feather when I'm floating through, reading through the daily news, measuring the hurt within the golden rule. Centimeters of ether, I'm heating the speaker. Motivational teacher with words that burn people. Singing the headlines, line with discord. It's either genocide or the planet in uproar. Never good, the rules in paradise are never nice. The best laid plans of mice and men are never right. I'm just a vagabond with flowers for Algernon. An average Joe who knows what the fuck is going on. It's the hope of my thoughts that I travel upon. Fly like an arrow of God until I'm gone. So drifting away like a feather in air. Letting my words take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever. Elevator, riding the escalator to this something that is greater. So I'm drifting away like a feather in air. Letting my soul take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever. Talking about taxi drivers, on one of my recent rides to Zurich Airport, I met a very sweet driver from Somalia. And of course, I had to ask him what he was listening to. And he just showed me his phone and introduced me to the Astan Orchestra. And the track we listened to was called Ser Macabre. I forgot what it meant, but hey, the music speaks for itself. The orchestra is apparently a very popular group in Somalia, and they sound and look so cool. And you gotta check them out on YouTube. From Zurich to Miami Art Basel, where I did a little collaboration with our friends from the Sirenuse Hotel in Positano and Gagosian Gallery. Tropical vibes in December. And one track that I've been obsessed with and been playing nearly at every gig in the past year is a track called Rapa Poeira by the Brazilian giants that are Azimut. But it's a rework and it's called Mary Mary. It's so good, you can play it anywhere and it gets people going. And it just keeps on building and building and drawing people in. It's one of those tracks I wish I had 10 of them to play in a row, as it's sometimes hard to follow up with. And here a big shout out to Palms Tracks for bringing this track to the surface. Let's head to St. Moritz, to our fantastic winter residency at the Kulm Hotel and the Kulm Country Club, as we were in full Are We On Air style, coming in strong and hot with a hot air balloon and plenty of music. We had a fantastic time in Samaritz hosting the KCC, aka the Kulm Country Club, during the whole of December and peaking with our New Year's Eve party. And what a night it was. Alongside Perel and Fiona and so many of our dear friends from all around the world as we danced the night away until dawn. But if you have missed it, do not worry. The Kulm Country Club is opened until the end of March and we'll be having our friends playing records every weekend until then. But my personal highlight was to get invited to visit the late legendary conductor Herbert von Karajan's home in St. Moritz and to also meet his family. Turned out that it's not only me who is a big fan of them, but they're also big fans of Are We On Air? What an honor. And if you've seen images of my home in Los Angeles, you might have discovered a beautiful print hanging on my wall of Karajan performing in Baalbek in Lebanon in 1968. A big thank you to Arabelle and Kalina for inviting me into the beautiful home and for my dear Eugenie for setting it all up. What a treat. The acoustics of that house that Karajan built himself were incredible. Like I've never heard before. But I don't even know how to describe. So let's not. Let's just play some Karajan in his honor. . 2024 has just started and we have plenty of incredible stuff coming up, celebrating our fourth anniversary very soon. And I'm very excited that I can finally reveal that we are opening our very first Are We On Air HQ, aka headquarters, aka our long-term pop-up, aka our Are We On Air kiosk O-Take in February on Sunset Boulevard across from the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. I am more than thrilled. We'll have a selection of our favorite things that we love, from our favorite records curated by yours truly, to our Are We On Air merch, to vintage books and magazines curated by none other than our friends at Idea Limited, and a fridge curated by our friends at Drink Gear. Every few weeks, we'll invite different friends, brands, and artists to co-curate the kiosk to their liking. And of course, there will be plenty of music and stories, live interviews, DJ sets, and the occasional block party. As Are We On Air has always meant to be a cultural platform for everyone to participate in and to indulge in. So come on by, follow us on Instagram to get the latest news and invites. And if you haven't subscribed yet to our YouTube channel, then do so. And if you haven't already, then do. And if you haven't already left us a lovely review on the podcast app, then please do so. I just love hearing from you guys. The more, the merrier. Now, let's wrap this up in full Hollywood manner with this darling of a duet between Frank Sinatra and Judy Garland, and the track is called Let There Be Love. On that note, much love, and I'll speak to you soon.
You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. The gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. the world still is the same. You'll never change it. As sure